But that was a kind of a training mission for what would finally be their full commission. Now, this is in accord with the divine intention. If you go to verse 22, you see that in the next little parable, nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor has anything been secret but that it would come to light. This is a simple little concept. People hide things because there's a certain time that they need to be revealed. You're in the business of doing that if you have kids right now. You know, you've been Christmas shopping and you got all kinds of stuff and you're sticking it somewhere where they can't find it, right? Because there's an appropriate time to reveal it. This is not the appropriate time. And depending upon how clever your kids are and how aggressive your kids are, you're creative about that because you know there's an appropriate time for that. You also understand what he says in the second part of verse 22, that things are kept secret because there's a time when they can be brought to light and a time when they ought not to be brought to light. We understand these are axiomatic principles. But the assumption is if you have something of value, if you have a truth that needs to be known, there's a time and a place for the disclosure of those things. And that's what our Lord is saying. Sure, it's being hidden now, but there's going to be a time when it needs to be revealed. Sure, it's being kept secret now, but there's going to be a time to open the thing up and disclose the secret to everybody. And that time is going to come in its fullness after His death and resurrection in the Great Commission. Temporarily hidden to be permanently revealed. Temporarily kept secret to be permanently uncovered and disclosed. That's the whole point. By the way, that same statement is made in Matthew 10:26. The purpose in keeping certain things hidden is because there's a perfect time to make them known. The reason for not telling something is that there is a perfect time, an appropriate time to disclose it. Another way of saying the day of worldwide evangelism is coming. We're going to get a little test as to what you can expect coming up. In a few months, you're going to be sent out. And He did that and then began to expand that operation a little bit. The chapter 6 sending out is not even sort of their full commissioning and sending out, which is indicated to us in Matthew 10 and in Luke 9. But in those cases, even before the cross, there were only sort of short-term operations, but there is coming a day of worldwide evangelization. And Mark, by writing this gospel, is contributing to our ability to tell this story. The day is going to come when they shout the glory of Christ from the housetops. So we listen to the Word of God as they did, with a built-in inherent responsibility to take the message to the world. So I say we listen obediently.